traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I had a famous friend, a very famous friend, invite me to an actual orgy.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-mm. You hear about him.
Well, I
don't. Oh, yeah, me like you've been invited.
Well, hold on. Well, hold on a second.
We're rolling. This is the second time rolling. The first time was good. This time's going to be better.
Okay.
Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. I did cryotherapy this morning. It was so cold, especially because I forgot to wear socks. And I didn't realize it, like, how important that was. You can get frostbite on your feet. I remember my diss track against Antonio Brown. There was a line. I said, frostbite, cold feet, bitch, you looking nervous. Because he had this, like, scandal. I don't know why it was a scandal. But he couldn't play because he got frostbite from cryotherapy because he forgot to wear socks. And here I am in this machine thinking I'm going to lose my feet. And so I got cold feet today.
Guess the socks on the other foot now, huh?
Well said.
I
hate you. I hate you.
The first time around sucked. The second time just made me want to leave the show.
We've said all of these things.
The same joke. And even though it failed the first time, I still felt like I should just run it back.
I thought
again,
you guys no. maybe take a different route this time. You know, God gives you a sign. You guys like, run it back. We'll take it. We got it.
Oh, yeah. And I'm about to say the same thing I already said before.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Jizz, I've been focusing on my health. 2020, especially this year, is a good time to just lock in on focusing on your well-being, mental, physical, emotional, anything.
What works for you?
I'm glad you asked. Well, I've been experimenting with a lot of stuff. So I nailed down my diet and then I found like the perfect balance of pills. We've talked about the wellness pills. We talked about the monolaurin, but I think echinacea.
Oh yeah.
Echinacea
is
the thing.
What's that, like a root of some sort?
Some sort of plant that I take with every single meal. And I don't have the throat problems that I used to have. I used to get sick every other month for a week last year without fail. Knock on wood, this year I haven't been sick one time.
Because of echinacea.
Yeah. Well, also, I think about like LeBron James, bro, spends $1 million a year on health.
$1 million?
1 million.
Would you say that it brings you back to your point about how humans are behind?
Humans are behind. Humans.
Dude, they're going to think we're stoned. We're just cracking up.
Sorry, we're almost done with what we already did on the first run. And now I'm just asking questions that I already know the answer to. What were you saying?
Here's the difference. I'm a professional. Sorry, I can act like never did the first thing and no one would know.
Yeah, Mike.
Just let me.
I think it's funny. I think it's funny.
It's an inside joke that's only funny to us three.
Sorry.
But yeah, they say, you know, be the person that you needed when you were a kid. And I needed someone to heal me because I was always getting fucked up. Just like set back from injuries and sick, and humanity is just behind. We don't have a machine that can just, you lay in and it goes over you like this, goes bzzz, and heals all your ailments.
Yeah, they have those in the movie. Was it Fifth Element and Prometheus? Yeah, it just scans over him.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, do me a favor. Go, please, for the love of God.
I wish Elon could hop on that or something.
I think he's busy doing other things.
Yeah, like what?
Like building cars and putting people on the moon.
We'll build a fucking healing device. We need it.
All right. You got that, Elon? He's listening. He's like, got it.
He doesn't even speak words.
But yeah, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Did y'all see, Harry Styles? Did you see that this morning?
Nah.
Harry Styles.
Is that One Direction?
Yeah. He was in One Direction. He was on the cover of Vogue. And I think it was Vogue.
Looks like you.
Yeah, it was Vogue. He's cool as fuck. He's the guy. He's the guy.
He's
the type of dude that if I was like fully in love with a girl in a relationship, even like married, and she's like, hey, like I've chosen Harry Styles. I met him last night at a party. I'd be like, I understand.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Yeah. So check it out. He got on the cover of Vogue and he was wearing a dress.
Wearing a dress doing whippets. What the fuck were they thinking?
He's blown up a balloon.
Oh, god dang, my brain is just in all the wrong places.
No, but look, okay, so to me, I see this and I'm like, what a fucking G. Like he don't give a fuck, right?
Wait, is that really what you think, or is that what you said? But like, I swear to God, Harry Styles wearing a dress, yeah. Like your immediate thought is, wow, this guy's a real gangster.
Yep. Because I'm all about challenging social norms. I swear.
I'm old school, man. I like the way it is and just let it ride.
Yeah, just like the whole pants
but what
thing
is,
is.
But
nice
what
and
is the way it is?
The way it's been?
Well, why? Because the way it's been has not been great.
Well, I just mean just because like all like pants and all are great, especially for men and just, you know.
But if you think about it, listen, if we switch the roles, I feel like the access for us to pee would be a lot easier in a dress.
I mean, it's a good point. Listen,
and
listen,
that's why he might have been doing it.
Listen, I watched a whole thing from I'm gonna forget his name now. The HBO Bill Maher, an entire 10-minute dialogue from Bill Maher about the why Democrats continue to lose votes, and he thinks it's because they have pressured the American public to accept this wokeness. Get woke. Men wear dresses and you have to accept that.
Well, hold on.
Hold on. No, I know. I'm switching gears a little bit.
I can't tell you to hold on and you tell me to hold on.
I'm going to, because you're the main host, I'm going to hold on.
I'll hold on. Sorry. You were in the middle of something.
This is a really nice thing going on. You guys are both holding each other.
I'll hold.
I don't think there's much to it. Like he wanted to try something and he did it and it's fucking dope. And it worked for me. It doesn't work for some people.
y'all are in the same boat
as Candace Owens. She said, there's no society that can survive without strong men. The East knows this, and the West, the steady feminism. I got an ad just popped up in the middle. The East knows this, in the West, the steady feminization of men at the same time that Marxism is being taught to our children is not a coincidence. It is an outright attack. Bring back manly men? Because Harry Styles wearing a dress in a field? So my question is like,
it ain't manly, bro.
Bro, why?
It ain't manly.
What is manly to you? What does it mean? Is manly like being comfortable in your own skin and being comfortable with who you are, regardless of what people think about what you're wearing?
I get that. And I understand it's okay to venture out and try new things and do things. And I think it's great for people not to judge other people. But
yeah, man. Like you are now.
Okay, well, hold on a sec. Hold on. He can also have his opinion. Why are you getting combative? Because
you guys are making this something it's not. You're the type of people that look at it and are like,
men got to be men and they can't wear dresses.
None of us.
Suck a dick, bro. I would do this in a heartbeat.
No one said
I wouldn't do it. No one said he didn't do it.
No one said that. The notion of it, the idea of it, and the idea of him donning a magazine dress in a dress elicits a conversation. And it's a conversation.
The problem
that's
people are too quick to get
right
angry
now.
Like you. You get angry at our opinion.
And I think that's not fair.
Wait, what am I angry about?
You got really quick to get mad at me and Mike immediately. There's no conversation. You just got mad immediately.
Well, I'm listening to you, telling me you don't want to judge people, and then watching you judge people. So yeah, I'm listening. And
I'm not getting
angry, but nobody's me calling
anybody.
You out for your flaw.
So now I have a flaw for my opinion.
Your lack of
logic. So my point of view is a flaw. I never even said your point of view is a flaw. See what I'm saying about you being angry? You just assaulted me.
Do I look angry to you? Do you know what assault means?
Well,
I'm telling you that your lack of logic will lose you the argument when you say, yeah, man, like people shouldn't judge people, but like he's not a man because he's wearing a dress.
Never once have I said he's not a man for wearing a dress.
You said it's not manly, right? The same vein,
I said it's not manly. I did not grow up where I walked around watching men wear dresses. Now, that is my upbringing and my surroundings. It wasn't my choice, and it wasn't the way I wrote it. But you can't get mad at me if me and Mike are like, you know, we don't see it being manly.
Hold on. I'm not mad. I'm not mad.
I didn't say that. Let's just slow down for a second here and just talk about this. What is he trying to bring into existence here? That this is, everybody knows this is okay. There's nothing wrong with him doing it, but what's the point of him donning a dress and doing whippets on the cover of
it? He said, I'll put on something that feels really flamboyant and I don't feel crazy wearing it. I think if you can get something that you feel amazing in, it's like a superhero outfit. This is like Dennis Rodman did the same shit.
There was a massive outrage over when Rodman did it as well. Here's the thing. Different strokes for different folks.
I think
it is completely okay for Logan to feel like Harry Styles can wear a dress and for George to feel like this doesn't meet the idea of what he thinks should be. I think that that is completely okay. And the reason why I brought Bill Maher up and I sent you the tweet, which was retweeted by Rogan, is because in a lot of ways, Americans are being force-fed stuff and how they should feel about said stuff as well. So instead of just putting Harry Styles out on the cover of a magazine and letting people debate it, I'm not saying you did this, but they're being told how they need to feel about it as well. So not only do you have to accept this is happening, but you have to embrace it as well.
I get that.
And that's the whole point. And he calls it the strife of the party. And the question is, what happened to the blue wave that Biden had promised? The Democrats lost seats in the House. They didn't take control of the Senate. And Bill Maher believes that is because, he said the politically woke and all that stuff is being force fed down the throats of America as a whole.
My rebuttal is this. I saw this cover and I said, that's something I would do. If someone was like, yo, you want to like make a statement and wear a dress on the cover of Vogue as a man, I'd say, yeah, sure. And then if Candace Owens said, bring back manly men because Logan did this, I go, what about me is not manly to you, Candace? So what my question is, what about Harry is not manly that warrants her making that statement?
Am I
less of a man because of it?
No, because here's the thing, bro. Like, I've did comedy skits where I've worn dresses. I've done things where I feel like it's fine to cross lines that you want to do. But you got to understand, this is the problem that we're having. Nobody's allowed to have their own opinion.
Correct.
She just attacked it in a very disrespectful way. To me, if I meet the guy and he's wearing a dress in front of me, that's his own stroke. I'm still going to treat him the way I would ever treat him if he was wearing jeans. But he can't get mad at me if he looks back and he goes, so what do you think about this? Manly, huh? And I go, not really.
You can't get mad at me for that. Call it manly is way ahead. Like, let's be honest. No,
I'm not saying that.
Let's be honest. Like, when you go into your next fight, will you wear a dress into the ring?
Because you said that, maybe.
Okay, well.
And then guess what?
Some warriors do wear dresses.
Am I not a manly man? No,
absolutely not. You're definitely a manly man.
Here's the thing. You can't.
But what warrants a manly man? This my original question. What's a man?
Okay, if you ask a boy who's learning, growing up, what women do and what men do and how men dress and how women dress, like an innocent boy.
Yeah, whose thoughts are uninhibited by anything?
That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying he's surrounded.
Who was raised by a father or a mother who tells him that dresses are for women?
No, he's not. Nobody taught him this. He just sees this with his own eyes.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
If you had a boy whose mind was completely blank, a 4-year-old, and you said, is that a man? And it's a man wearing a dress? He'd say, yeah.
Hold on. Listen. I'm not saying he's taking it and he's saying he's a man, but if you laid out a dress on the bed and be like, oh, who's going to wear this? Traditional based, females wear this more.
Yeah, but
I'm not saying it's wrong. Nobody condemn me in the comment section. I'm just saying
how
she went about it was very wrong, but it's fine to have her opinion. It's her opinion.
Dude, when you try to turn hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years of tradition of how things are on its head over the course of a decade period or 2-decade period, there's going to be pushback on that. For the entire existence of this planet, women wore dresses, men wore pants. By the way, there was reasons for that. Men wore pants because they could put their hammer into the holder. Listen, there's a rhyme and reason to pants versus dresses that has existed since the beginning of time. The idea that Hollywood has now said men wear dresses and you have to like it is the issue. And that's what this video that
I think the issue is this. Yeah. I think nobody's having a conversation. I think there's just straight to an argument and ruthless like talking. Talk to me. You feel that a dress is a manly aspect? Talk to me about it. Let's have a conversation about it. Because my opinion says no and yours says yes. I don't think any of us are right and any of us are wrong. It's a state of an opinion.
It's Alex Warren.
Once you eliminate a conversation, there's just war. And this has happened in history. People believe their God exists and the other person's God doesn't exist.
Yeah.
There's no conversation. It goes straight to war.
Okay. I think we should move on. I think you're right.
I mean, at the end of the day, with something like this, the attitude has to be who gives a fuck.
I just like when things are flipped on their head, dude. Yeah, I like when people, like, it's my brand, like, be fucking different. I like when people stand out. I like when people challenge and go against the grain.
But understand that that's not as easy a pill to swallow for everyone else.
Sure. Yep. Totally get it.
What else we got?
Totally get it. I had a weird thought. So, like, I've been asking people this. What would you do if your clone, you, George Janko, walked through that door over there and was here for the next 5 minutes?
I would tell him to turn around. I would want to see how I act turned around.
You just want to see.
And then also, I'd want to see his penis because I want to see if they got it right.
Okay. There's more of an answer that is like interesting to me. The turnaround one, not so much. Mike, your clone walks through the door. The first thing you would do, you have yourself in the room. What are you like?
I just ran into the most interesting man in the world. I'd have a conversation with him.
But you already know all his thoughts, Sam. You already know all his answers.
Let's collaborate. Let's collaborate.
All right, that's
let's
fire.
Let's collab. That's hey, man, fire. I have this idea. What do you think of it? Yo, I could. But here's my question. Are they unable to build upon your idea because all they have is your idea?
They're you. They can build. They can build just as you would
build.
Okay, it's you.
Let me ask you this question. Is it me having the day that I'm having today, which the three of us know is, oh, so then fuck that, dude. I'd say, yo, get out of here, man.
All right, you'd send him home.
You go home. I don't want you. I already have one of me, dude.
Okay, you'd collaborate. So let me build off that. Let me build off that. Would you collaborate in a way where you and your identical clone would double team your girl?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure, because it would be more me.
Would you?
I mean, she could barely have sex with me. I don't think two of me would die.
What do you think from like a jealousy standpoint? Like, would you?
I wouldn't be jealous. I would kind of be excited to look at
it. That's what I'm saying. It's you. Like,
I would just sit there with popcorn.
I'm not saying that's what I would do.
That's how I do it?
I'm not saying that's what I would do. But here's also the problem. If your clone starts to develop a personality of his own, right? Because he's here on this planet, he's going to do different things than you. He's going to learn and respond differently to the stimulus in the air and his environment. Eventually, this clone's going to become his own entity. And if he's around for some reason longer than 5 minutes and your girl falls in love with your clone.
Can I clone her?
No, bro. Oh. It's just you.
Could you go to jail for killing your clone?
Okay, so this is what David
suicide.
Said.
Suicide.
David said.
Suicide.
If you killed this fucking clone, is it murder or is it suicide? I was sober, bro. I'm bored.
If your girl has sex with you behind your back, is that cheating?
What?
Yeah. Unless it's with their clone.
If you watch yourself have sex with your girl, are you cucking yourself?
You're a cuck.
What's a cuck?
It's a person who lets his girl just run around and just fuck everyone.
And they sit in the corner. Sit in the corner whack off. Yeah.
Wait.
It's a whole porn category.
A cuck?
Yeah, it's cuck porn.
Yeah, cuckold. Great question.
It happened.
It's a great question.
Look, I'm here to stimulate your mind.
Dude, people
just imagine
some guy's like, Mom, you got to listen to just one podcast. One, it will change your life. Anyway, so if you had a clone and would you fuck your girl with it? Would you do that? The mom's like, what do you listen
Bro,
to?
Bro, I'm always thinking about these things because humanity is getting to an interesting place. And especially in LA, like, bro, I had a famous friend, a very famous friend, invite me to an actual orgy.
Oh yeah.
Mm-mm. You hear about them.
Well,
don't oh yeah me like you've been invited.
Well, hold on a second. you're saying that to the only person in this room that's had a actual orgy multiple times.
I'm talking about.
Are you talking about a sex party? A sex party.
Bingo.
Different story. Orgies are a dime a dozen here in LA. Sex parties. Now that's interesting.
But the friend was a female.
Yeah.
Full on, like, themed. You know, wear your mask. Like, people will be fucking. You can join them if you choose.
Mask. Like Eyes Wide Shut with Tom Cruise, yeah. Right? You remember that, Jeff? For anybody born in the 80s.
I said to her, I love this. I admire you. This is great. I can't wait to hear how it goes. I can't come.
Like you can't come if you go?
Both.
Good job. Nice.
I couldn't stomach myself. I couldn't see myself doing it. I couldn't see myself. You were there that one time that one thing happened.
Yeah.
You know how I react in those scenarios.
It's just not your vibe. I brought him a smoking hot little party to his room one time and said, hey, listen.
A gaggle. An entire pod.
You want to get involved with this gaggle of geese? You stay on that side. I'll stay on this side. Now, granted, I didn't do the best job of standing. My elbow touched his knee. Most people know this story.
It's fucked up.
But he was uninterested. He wanted absolutely no part of it.
It made me sick. But maybe because of that, I knew that I wouldn't thrive in this LA Hollywood sex party scene. These things happen is what I'm saying. People talk about it. And then I checked in. I said, hey, how'd it go? She's like, oh, it was amazing. I don't know what that means. I don't know
who's the life of the party.
What went where? That's what I'm saying. I don't. Is it the guy who's just like
swinging big dicks,
fucking everyone?
It's just. Yeah. Oh man,
yeah. It's definitely a little weird.
Who sponsors that party? Like Blue Chew?
OnlyFans.
Both.
Blue Chew could, but also guys, if you ever find yourself at a sex party and you want to use Blue Chew, go a few extra rounds. You want to be confident in bed or on the couch, floor, table, wherever the sex is happening at the party. Get a BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com has the first ever chewable that brings performance enhancement in the bedroom to another level. Check this out. They got the same active ingredients that are in Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. They're chewable. They can work faster, and you take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. Stuff is cheaper than the other two. This is a no-brainer. Basically, if you like sex, you'll love BlueChew.com, and you don't need to go to the doctor's office, spend time in the waiting line at the pharmacy. The online physician consult is free, and once approved, your order ships straight to your door in discreet packaging. I got a great deal for you guys. Go to BlueChew.com. Get your first order free when you use the promo code Logan. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com. Promo code Logan. I can't do that without smiling because I see Kevin in my peripherals.
Yeah, that's tough.
And he's used the code twice.
I was just gonna.
Dude, like, at what point are, like, there's dudes actually throwing down the pipe being like, thank God I'll use that promo code.
He set up two separate email addresses. I'm not kidding. He really
did. You're lying.
He set up a new email address to use the same promo code twice. Listen.
Innovator. That's why he's hired.
I want to segue into this topic for a second.
Sure.
For a while, we talked about these Blue Chew pills, these performance enhancers. And it was a select group of impulsive viewers. But now as the group continues to get bigger and bigger and bigger and use multiple email addresses, at what point is the playing field starting to re-level at this heightened, veiny, just blood engrossed level of playership? Like, at what point have we Lance Armstronged the sex industry?
Yeah.
Like, if you're showing up without a Blue Chew, and you're given the 75% or 78% dick, there's a good chance you might not get invited back to the next sex party.
Oh, you can't just say her name.
You hate to see it. All going so well.
Oh, no. I feel like you planned that shit.
No. Not even.
No. Hey. Hey, come on.
You don't talk about his ex like that, okay?
You can't say that either. That's not true.
That's what I said.
Everyone's going to be making assumptions. Sweat. Not my ex. You don't know this girl. Please.
You're going to piss him off. Stop it.
Please. Look, the city changes people, bro. Young men, you know, doing things that they wouldn't do had they not moved to LA. Young women. Oh, my God. Oh my God! There's that one.
Like, don't. Can you not name it? What you said.
I'm not gonna do what you just did. Okay. And name drop, you piece of shit. Nah, bro. I've just seen this city just they say it, swallow people up and spit them out.
There's no spitters in the city.
Wow.
Spitters are quitters. No, they're not getting spit out. But man, some of these women, I'm going to speak on behalf of the women because I've witnessed more of them because I'm interested more in women than I am men, like a lot more. And man, they come to this city so bright-eyed and young, full of passion, yeah, goals, dreams. And then they meet one boy and then two boys, and one of them has a little clout, and then three boys, and they find their manager. And their manager suggests they do some sort of cosmetic surgery, and next thing you know, their tits are a little bigger, still working out, still healthy, everything. And the bright-eyed nature of the young woman in Hollywood starts to disappear. The essence of purity starts to go out the window, and it's so sad because we've seen it so many times. And the next thing you know, they're getting paparazzi'd with the guy who fucks every girl. And then the destination ends on OnlyFans.
Great destination, by the way.
It's a good destination if that's where you want to
go,
be.
Yeah, facts.
I just know some of these girls like came here frowning on.
Oh yeah,
on that occupation.
They showed up in a Civic that they drove over from Arizona that they graduated, you know, University of Arizona with. Yeah, and they show up all, you know, I'm gonna make people love each other and look, a dog. My day is made.
Yep.
And then a few months go by and the picture changes and it's an entry level Mercedes.
Yeah.
They got OnlyFans now. Sweat link in bio.
Yep, subscribe. Swipe, to swipe up. I'm not doing nudes. They always start not doing nudes. They'll do nudes.
3 months. 3 months later, they're getting paparazzi'd with Tyga getting out their new Range Rover.
It's always with Tyga.
It's just a sick. It's a sick city, man. Yeah, it's a sick place, bro. It's a tough place.
I got offered to join OnlyFans.
What'd you say?
You also got paparazzi'd this weekend. So you're almost on the same, like,
huh?
Nothing.
What'd you say?
No.
Why?
Well, A, the main reason is because I have the Maverick Club, right? I already have my subscription service. Yeah. There's just no tits.
Well, that makes sense.
If you guys are in the club, I'd show you my tits. I just like I don't really have any that much.
I can't even say anything back to that because that was such a great retort that it's impossible for me to debate you.
But I'm so intrigued by the business model for men. Like, I'll have the conversations because I saw Chris Brown just join.
Tyga, I think, was the first big full on porn.
No.
Full on porn.
Not like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Tyga sucking and fucking and licking toes.
Oh, how many toes?
Most of the girls have 10 toes. There's been a few stragglers, yeah, who've had 7-8. But yeah, dude, he's putting in work on his OnlyFans, and now Chris Brown has
what
one.
Do you think that return looks like? Do you think
massive?
Really?
Oh yeah.
Then why isn't he paying any of his bills? I'm serious. Tyga owes our chef $12,000. Why you do the fancy lights?
The other ones.
He owes our chef $12,000. He just got sued by some landlord for $200,000 because he didn't pay his rent. A lot of hip hop artists are like this. Like, what's good if you're going to make the OnlyFans money?
What if they
pay your service people?
Is there a chance they have it and they just don't have a check left in the checkbook? You know, like they don't have a form or
maybe, pay. Yeah.
Like, I got to look out for. I got to give Tyga the benefit of the doubt. He's made some bangers of tracks. I got to think he's got the money and either his debit card has a small chip in the magnetic stripe. Something like that. It just doesn't seem like he would just not pay, you know, the chef.
Yeah, no. But yeah, bro, I have the Maverick Club, you know, so I like that subscription model much better for me. It allows me to do more than just charge for a picture. I provide so much more.
Yeah.
And I'll just say this now. I was supposed to do it at the beginning of the episode. We're dropping Maverick clothing, the Smirk drop, the Nothing to See Here drop this Friday, November 20th. This is... the drop that I've been the most proud to release. Every piece of apparel is absolutely beautiful. It feels good. It looks good. And for a colorblind lad like me, I don't need to think about whether it matches. Shout out to our designers, Nima and Chris, for making these things all just like flow seamlessly. Everything looks dope. It's turning from, like I said, from a merch to streetwear. So maverickclothing.com. Be ready this Friday.
Love the colors.
Yeah, bro. It's sherberty and it's winter. So these sweatpants are going to keep you warm. I haven't changed the sweatpants for 4 or 5 days in a row, probably. And I have all the pairs. I don't know why I...
Because you don't want to get out of sweats. That's hectic. That's like you take them off, you don't know if you're going to put them back on.
What were you thinking in that top right photo? Can you zoom in on your face?
Yeah. Modeling's hard for me. I don't know. I actually like...
You look devoid of all thoughts, emotions. You look like someone just... Yeah, like someone handed you your burger that you said no mayo, and they like, yeah, your eyes are picked. Like it looks like someone.
I don't know.
Oh, wait a second. Those aren't your real eyes.
What? Why? Yeah. Why?
Those look photoshopped. Do you have eyes?
I think so. Yeah, those are my eyes.
You look like you're one of the Pac-Man characters about to get eaten by that giant head that floats around the map.
Bro, I'm not good at modeling. I'm not a model. Like I don't know.
I think you look good.
I don't know how models do it. Like I'll tell you what I was thinking about.
Yeah.
Not looking dumb. And I still look fucking dumb, dude. And even like look, my nose is crooked. I say it, you can really see it here. My septum's deviated as fuck, dude. And yeah, those are my eyes, you asshole. But guess who's not using their body for promotional images? My brother Jake.
He's texting me right now.
Oh, what's he saying?
I'm getting him a contract for a deal, and he said, "What's popping?" And I said,
"Oh,
brand new whip."
Oh, good.
And he said, "Nice job, man. Rap.
Good for you."
This kid's out of fucking control. This kid's out of control.
Why is he out of control?
Well, I mean, good lord, with the Twitter and the Austin McBroom's closet and the and the I started content houses and.
No, I saw that.
I mean, he is just.
He sort of did.
Supposedly the people, you know. Well, there was.
He wasn't the first one. I think he did it the most successfully to a point where people realized this is probably a model that could be recreated, and also I think he differed in saying he started content houses because he signed the talent in there.
So it was almost like a business. The other ones were more just like a bunch of cool people living in the same
spot. Just hanging out, being lads.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Real world.
But yo, besides all the chirping that's going on, he's looking so sharp. I don't know if you've seen him lately, but he's looking strong. He's looking fast. His fight's November 28th. So
he's massive. He's beefy.
Dude, he's bigger than me. He's 10 pounds bigger than me. He's huge. But yet still... Somehow he couldn't use his own body for the promotional image. Why did he do this? The Triller made a cartoon image of Jake and they just used my body and just put his head on it.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, because he don't have abs.
He does now. He does.
What, does he not have his own?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Oh my God, they did take your body.
So that's what I just said.
No, but I thought you were just bullshitting, but that's like legit. Like that is.
That's my body.
That is. Wait a second. Zoom in on the eyes.
No, that's his. That's his face.
On your side. No, on your side.
Did you steal his eyes?
Sound asleep.
Jake looking like full Greg Paul here, like aged, like 90 years old.
He looks like he's sucking on something sour.
He looks like he sneezed into a bowl of baby powder, and the baby powder just coated his fucking face. Why'd they do my man's like that with the cocaine nose, bro?
Yo, but I will say the closer we're getting to this fight, and I see these videos on Instagram of my brother just knocking people the fuck out.
Yeah, but are they scrubs?
It's so hard to say. I'd assume no. Like he's at a level where you don't need to get that confidence booster.
Listen, I know the kid. You said the other day when you got paparazzied over the Floyd shit that you've been beating your brother's ass for free for years. Personally, I don't know that you still could beat his ass.
That's what the people are saying. You know, maybe down the line it's Logan Paul versus Jake Paul fight, which would be fucking crazy. But we're focusing on other shit right now. You know what I'm saying? I will say this. Jake's fight, 12 days away.
Yeah.
Against Nate Robinson.
Yeah, basketball player.
Yeah. I have a lot of respect for Nate. I'm going to say that right here, right now. I have a lot of respect for this guy. He's approaching the fight with such humility. And it looks like just excitement to get in the ring and test his ability. But I am extremely worried. worried for him.
Hmm. I don't think he'll make it past the first round. I can say that confidently. Quote me, remember this moment. I just don't. I'll bet you.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I'd bet you. To see
I already put a lot of money on Jake. I put a lot of money on Jake,
and he tried to take it back, and you couldn't.
I tried to take it back because I wanted to buy more Pokemon cards.
Dude, when I saw him sitting at the pool like this, he's like, "Oh man." I go, what? He goes, yeah, I just put this amount of money on Jake. I go, are you stressed? You're going to lose it? He goes, no. He's going to win. But these Poke boxes, man, I really want another one.
Bro, because I'm running out of capital to buy Pokemon
dude,
cards.
You
that's
look
how
like a crackhead underneath the highway. Yeah, dude, I'll suck your dick for another box. Come on.
I would.
What do I got to do for another charge?
I would. If someone said, suck my dick for this first edition.
Wow.
Wait, are you putting that out in the universe? Because there's somebody with a first edition box watching this right now.
I wouldn't. I guess now that it became like sort of like a real conversation, I wouldn't.
It wouldn't be the first.
Two Pokemon cards. You got something to do.
Two boxes. You might catch me on Twitter again. Sucking the dick upside down.
This 2020 Logan Paul, I just got the vision of Logan just sitting in the middle of a field wearing a dress sucking someone's dick for Pokemon cards.
Can't comment on that one. See, now I disagree with Mike on that statement. You're making us look bad. We should probably cut that
one. No, it stays in, but I'd still be a fucking man about it.
You'd just be sucking.
There's nothing wrong with sucking a dick like a man.
No one said there was anything wrong with it. It's just a vision.
Just be a fucking man about it.
I can't comment. This is such a dangerous zone.
Listen, here's what I'll say to you.
I'm going
to
bring my dog on.
For parts that you can't comment on, just don't say anything.
He goes out of his way to tell us that he can't comment. But yeah, man, it's going to be... It's going to be interesting to see the athlete, the super athlete, versus the kid who's been boxing for 3 years now.
That's one of the cutest. I'm sorry. That's one of the cutest dogs I've ever seen in my fucking life.
It's pretty. He's pretty cute.
Look at that dog.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to let you guys know you guys are my dogs.
Why don't you sit the next couple plays out, man? What kind of dog is that?
It's a golden doodle.
Golden doodle.
I got him for our anniversary just to seal the deal so she can't ever leave me.
Nice. What's his name again?
His name's... Oh, can't under contract.
Really?
Oh, you guys had to sign a contract?
Yeah, Team 10. It's Team 11 now, so she can't leave me at all.
What's his name?
Tommy. But I'm going to be honest with you.
Named after Thomas Petru from the...
No, Thomas the Tank Engine.
Oh, Thomas the Tank Engine. Very nice.
Yep.
Nice.
Choo-choo.
He is scared. He's a little timid of an animal.
Guys, I've been sitting here with my balls clenched for about 28 minutes now waiting to talk about this McBroom shit.
All right, we'll do it because we're talking about boxing.
What the fuck is going on with this guy?
What's he doing?
Austin McBroom posted a series of Instagram stories, not only calling out people to box, but directly calling out Logan, Jake, and Bryce Hall. Calling them ducks.
He called me a duck.
Calling them ducks.
What do I do?
I don't know. I don't know how to handle this.
That's because I've never been insulted in that way.
I just
it's like just a farm animal.
Listen, here's the thing, man. Austin's got great hair.
So good.
I've seen him a million times. He gets out the orange Lambo with the hair, with the curls,
and the kids. He got those kids.
He's got kids. He's a great family man.
Yep.
But he never struck me as the kind of guy that was going to throw bows, dude, or hands at all, which is why he travels with those large security men everywhere he goes.
A lot of them, so many.
And so it's just my question on this is, what the fuck is going on here, dude? And is he really coming for my team right now, bro? And I'm speaking about you. Like, is this real?
I don't know. It's a good play to get some attention quickly, and 'cause he did. He called out Bryce Hall. He called out me and Jake, and he made a comment, some shit like, yo, y'all are acting like vets. You know, you've only been boxing like 2 or 3 years. I've been an athlete my whole life. Like, it's the same story.
I did slightly agree with that point. Slightly. Because I think
But compared to Austin, yeah, we're fucking vets.
Yeah, yes, we're
fucking vets.
That's
brother.
A good point. If you have 0 days in the ring, then you are then
compared to Austin, yeah, we're fucking
that makes
vets.
Sense. Right.
Put respect on boxing and in the scope of boxing, no fucking way. Both of us, we're not even close to being veterans. Not even a conversation. But compared to Austin, I just am confused what his motives were here. I thought it was a joke at first, and Jake started chirping back about Catherine, Austin's wife, being in his DMs. And Catherine said, yo, delete the story. Like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
We know too much. It's a dangerous game for Austin. It's a very dangerous game because it's so much more than just the fight. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of chirping. There's a lot that gets exposed. If you have something in your life that hasn't come out yet, trust it'll come out in the press conferences. My advice to Austin, I don't know if you're serious. I'd say stick to making juice. You're doing good with the family channel. Boxing, I don't think it'd suit you. Unless you're really down.
He says he has 5 mil.
Yeah, that was something that stuck out to me too.
Yeah, he said he had 5 mil to someone who could box him. Look, I'll take the 5 mil. I commented. I said, I'm not even kidding. I'll do it one arm behind my back. I beat him with one arm behind my back. You choose the arm.
I would hope you put the right behind your back, man. You weren't gonna throw it.
Guess what? Guess what? I'm throwing it now.
I'm throwing it now.
He is left. But fucking lethal, bro.
It's teed up a very interesting conversation for Jake and I. It just, because say Jake wins the Nate fight and then he calls out Austin right away, like that's another easy W that'll get views as well. Like it's all about securing W's and getting viewership.
Time for me to sure. Go play devil's avocado for a second. That man is in has always been in good shape. He is an athlete. He really is a fucking athlete. You've seen him play basketball. You've seen him play a ton of different sports.
We'll see how the basketball player does against the boxer.
Listen,
12 days.
I hear you. Right. Got that guy. Great point. But I think that if he were to put in, now he would need 3 years of training, and he would need you guys to stop training for him to catch up on a skills based level, unless he thinks he's just going to go in there and dog you.
It's tough, dude. Yeah, it's tough to dog a person who's boxing and not fighting, not street fighting with big overhand punches. If I'm boxing you tactically, like being a technician in there, it's tough to dog a boxer, especially in a ring with gloves on.
Once again, on the devil's avocado.
Sure.
That's how the boy KSI got it done. Both fights with that overhand right.
Sure, but also his boxing ability is good.
Good boxer.
He's not a street fighter. He's in there boxing.
He's trained.
Yep. Dog is huge in that one. And huge. They say it's not about the size of the dog in the fight. They say it's about the size of the fight and the dog.
Nice.
So that's why I tripped at Floyd Mayweather, because it is about the size of the dog
now,
in the
here
fight.
We go.
Here we go.
Now
here
let's
we go.
Get into
I'm
that
8 inches
important.
Taller. I'm 40 pounds heavier. I'm half his age. Yeah, I chirped at him a little bit outside of a Boa Steakhouse. We'll see how that plays out.
What's the deal with that? I mean... Why are you chirping at the greatest boxer in the history of the world?
It's a great question. Look, bro.
Or is it just going to remain a question for now?
I'll say this. I'm here to entertain and put on the greatest shows you've ever seen at the highest level, time and time and time again. And as a 25-year-old digital-based entertainer, Floyd Mayweather versus Logan Paul could be one of the most historical fights ever. Strictly because it's never been done before and nothing like this will ever happen again.
Oh, yeah. No, I say it's the biggest fight of 2021 if it happens. Right off the bat, if it happens in January, there's no bigger fight. Who are they gonna pick? That could draw that level of viewership.
Fury Anthony Joshua. Look.
Second biggest fight.
Totally. It's just like people could talk shit. You're going to watch a fight because that's going to be crazy. You got the 50-0 best of all time boxer undefeated versus the one defeated, the once defeated YouTuber who's twice his size and half his age. It's a matchup that on paper looks kind of interesting in my opinion. So yeah, I tripped a little bit.
Also, I told you this. I said, hey, dangerous waters you're kind of going on. But sure. also, dude, if you won.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
If you won, they'd have to make a movie.
No one's considering. No one's considering.
I mean, I'm not going to say I'm going to go put my laughing. Money on you.
No.
If it's an exhibition, what does that change for his mind?
If it's an exhibition, who knows? I don't know. Yeah, he's big into the exhibition fights. He made a comment like this. Yo, if I like boxing and I want to go like basically spar someone for some cash, like why not fucking do it? Like it'll be a great show. Obviously, I'll train my fucking ass off, and I really do believe if I connect with the right punch, and you can't tell me it's impossible, it'll be game over.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I also
fight. It's a fight. Anything can fucking happen. And if there was a year where some crazy shit like a Logan Paul Floyd Mayweather upset happens,
don't say 2020.
It'd be 2020.
It's not gonna happen.
We got a month and a half. Look, it's never too early to start gift shopping for the holidays, especially because today you can save big on a gift they'll use every day. Raycon wireless earbuds right here. With seamless Bluetooth pairing and a comfortable noise isolating fit, you can start listening right away and keep listening for hours. The quality is amazing, comparable to what you get from other premium brands, except Raycons start at about half the price. So this holiday season, get them something they can use for calls or for music, work or play at home or on the go, or pick up a pair for yourself. Trust me, you're going to use them every day. Go to buyraycon.com/Logan today to get 20% off your Raycon order. But this offer is available only for a limited time, so you don't want to miss it. That's buyraycon.com/Logan to get 20% off your Raycons. Buyraycon.com/Logan. Now, back to the program.
Talk about fast food.
Please. Dude, Barstool posted this and it upsets me.
We did the boxing for a little while now, which obviously I'm not very skilled at, but this is my turf.
Okay, here we are.
When people talk about this kind of shit, I haven't even seen this map yet. I'm gonna look at it right now and I'm gonna make some chatter.
America's favorite food chains, based on 2020 data from the Public Information and Statistics Society, Barstool posted this and went state by state and rated the most popular fast food. Mike, do you have any initial thoughts?
Right off the bat. You went and made a decision that the pizza capital of the world, Connecticut, was going to be represented by Papa fucking John's. You scumbag fucks. How dare you? How dare you do that? Papa John's. And then, yes, Dylan, great point. Sparrow for New York, which, by the way.
Fast food.
I get it. But it's upsetting. Okay. Sparrow, on the other hand, long day of shopping at Hot Topic. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be than getting a slice from Sparrow. The Sicilian, the thick one?
Yeah.
Okay, what else we got here?
Chuck E. Cheese in Michigan?
Listen.
How is this a thing?
No, let's go. Let me take this from here. Ready? Melty's in Ohio? I've never heard of Melty's.
Yeah, this is a mess.
What's Arizona?
It's probably In-N-Out. I'd say it's In-N-Out.
That's actually pretty accurate. That's actually very good.
Okay, here's the deal. In-N-Out running train on the West Coast out here.
Yeah, wow.
It is a known fact to anyone that lives on the West Coast that In-N-Out is the most overrated food establishment in the fucking country.
Dave and Buster's. I like that. I was just looking at Dave and Buster's for Florida. I actually like it.
That makes sense.
Oh, I fuck with Dave and Buster's. And I like it.
Look at Texas.
Whataburger.
Yeah. Great choice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, for Texas, it's a great choice.
Big fan.
Yeah,
Burger King takes Milwaukee.
It's the only place that goes.
Yeah, you like
Burger King takes Milwaukee. Amazing. This is so fascinating to me.
How did In-N-Out sneak over there?
Yeah, just In-N-Out literally snuck in the middle of the Chuck E. Cheese rampage.
The only things that make sense on this entire map to me are the domination of the South by Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is a 10 out of 10 establishment.
All chicken-based, eh?
Yeah.
Louisiana, Pizza Kitchen, we got Chick-fil-A, for sure. Kentucky Fried Chicken,
and then, Popeyes. And then seeing the – and Popeyes is a good establishment as well. Oh, and then seeing the center of the map controlled by the –
This is also making me super aware how much I don't know what these fucking states are. Fun fact, I'd like to consider myself like semi-intelligent. I'm geographically inept. I am so bad at geography.
What is this?
Where the fuck is Burger King?
Where?
Oh,
it's down there.
Where? Oh, it's in Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Fucking Hawaii.
Oh, amazing.
Listen. Nothing.
Bubble Gump.
Nothing is worse on this entire map than whatever state that is next to Colorado. What is that state there?
No, that's
Colorado.
This one?
No, that's Colorado.
This is Colorado.
Colorado.
Rainforest Cafe.
What is that? No.
What?
That's not Colorado.
McDonald's. That's what I said.
No way.
Nevada.
No way.
No, Nevada is next.
Nevada is in front of Arizona.
Guys, we are never going on Rogan now.
Utah.
This is a disaster.
I was right.
This is Nevada.
Sorry.
I was right.
Yes, good call. Utah.
No, Rainforest Cafe is Colorado.
Yes. Yes, right. Yeah. Good job.
We're going on Rogan. We're going,
we're going on Rogan.
What about West Virginia next to the McDonald's over there, the black one?
Bojangles.
Oh, this one?
No, that one. What is
Skyline? Skyline. Skyline, yeah.
What is that?
Yeah.
Oh.
How is Chuck E. Cheese running numbers like this?
I don't know. They got to double check their shit.
Well, hold on a sec. Let's talk about Chuck E. Cheese for a second. How many of those locations up there have a ball pit? That's got to boost their equity.
Aren't those not allowed anymore?
Oh, because of COVID?
No, because of needles.
How did you say COVID?
Hypodermic needles.
COVID?
Just throwing needles.
Sounded Persian. Is what COVID?
I throw a little twist on things occasionally. Wait, so needles, you say, huh? What else you got?
here's something so cool. All right. I wanna nail this segment.
Okay.
Because this is so cool to me.
Great.
All right. The other day on Impulsive, we were talking about daily vlogging and posting daily content and creator burnout. And I spoke a bit hastily and I made some errors. There are some channels doing daily content, which, by the way, shout out to them in the middle of COVID.
Oh, yeah. It's incredible. I saw a couple people call you out.
Yeah. Well, also, I said that with absolutely no knowledge of them to me, right? I haven't seen on like a massive level.
Yeah.
But I looked into it because I saw some comments as well. And I had been aware of this channel that has been going on for about a year now called Unis Honest.
Yeah.
Have either of you heard about this?
One more time.
Unis Honest.
Is that German?
It could also be pronounced Anus. Anus?
I think.
Or if you're in Southern Latvia, Wanus Anus.
It's going to sound strange, but I think I saw them trending on Pornhub the other day.
Yeah. That does sound strange.
I'm
going to
find out.
Yeah, they were trending on YouTube. They were trending on YouTube. Check this out. Unis Honest. These two guys, Mark and Ethan, they made a channel that means 1 year. In November 13th of 2019, they created this channel with the promise that they would create a piece of daily content every day for 365 days. And then after that year is over,
quit.
Delete the channel.
Nice. I love it. I love it.
Delete the channel. So they did. And it was a departure from their normal content in that they just were experimenting and trying to live life to the fullest because, as we know, time is finite. And these guys put that to the test. They sat down and waited until that last second when 1.5 million people were watching their final live stream, their final video on the channel before they deleted it. They're, I believe, blocking or not allowing uploads or videos to be re-uploaded. It's gone forever. If you missed it, you missed it. And it's a fascinating commentary on both humanity and self. Mm-hmm. In Mark's Markiplier's post-mortem video, he called it. I'd love to have these guys talk about this on Impulsive because I don't think a wave has been paved like this or we've seen anything this innovative on YouTube in so long. This is the coolest thing to me. But he said, I firmly believe that the entirety of what something is cannot be truly appreciated until it ends. And he's so right. And I'm here to ask why.
We've talked
you don't know
about
what
this.
You have until it's gone.
We've talked about this a lot of times with especially with the death of musicians.
I was just gonna say
so like Juice WRLD was the first thing that came into my mind.
Juice WRLD, Pop
Miller,
Smoke,
for
X,
me, Bradley Lil Noel Pete. From Sublime. Yep. Like, where would this have taken them? Now, the part that bothers me about this is, as we know, not always, but people tend to get better. They tend to start, learn, get better, evolve until they eventually reach their greatest self. Not always. Sometimes they start with a bang and then go out and fizzle out. But a lot of people start and they need to learn. They need to be in the environment for a while. Create. So here's my problem with, by the way, they weren't trending on Pornhub. It was actually Anus. I'm sincere apologies to everyone in the room and also to Anus Onus.
That joke was ass and you know it.
I think I just unplugged everything.
You did.
My
I can't hear
out.
Anything.
I can't hear anything.
What's that? What's that?
I had.
Where did that come from? Don't take it easy. Slow down.
Where did that come from?
It goes in the
Oh, right there. Right there.
I got it. You want me to?
Do you remember when I said I wanted to nail the segment?
We nailed it.
And what? We just fucked everything. CJ. We love you, CJ.
CJ.
Well, pay attention to his cuts. They're the best cuts you've ever seen.
Here's my question. What would... Please say their name one more time for me.
Mark and Ethan.
The name of the channel.
Unis Honest.
What would Unis Honest's year two have looked like?
You can't do it. No, you can't do it. Unis Honest. It defeats the whole purpose. Unis Honest in Latin means 1 year. Mike.
Okay, what about Unis Duis? Which is what that means
pretty cool because they
2 years.
Have to give everything for that year, that knowing that they're not going to have another.
Ever.
What do they do?
It's such a what do they do besides hypnotize
people? Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
Do they hypnotize people?
No, so they're I will say this. I watched a few videos and Mark and Ethan both said it in their post-mortem video. Like, people didn't get it and I was one of those people. Like, I didn't understand. I saw Unis Honest and I was like, what is happening here? And I watched a few of the videos and I didn't really understand. And then it ended and... Maybe I'm one of the more like simpletons, but then it ended and then I appreciated it for what it was. Wow. And I'm talking about it now. Like I got caught in exactly what they're trying to prove.
Marketing. Ugh. Is it marketing? Okay. Here's something. Now I'm not saying for them, but here's something. I can't tell you what it is, what it does, or why it matters. You look at it and you're like, why the fuck would I give a shit about what you're saying to me right now? Now I look at you and I say, here's something. I can't tell you what it is, why it exists, or why it matters, but it's going to be gone in 30 seconds.
Ooh, give me that.
Dig, that's exactly right.
You give me that
it's
right
a,
now.
It's the human condition to this is marketing 101. It's something called urgency. You need to provide urgency to the consumer. That's why sales... our Labor Day weekend sales. Once Sunday comes and goes, if you haven't gotten your 20% off your Lovesack couch, that deal is now gone.
Got it. All right. So guys out there that are the one pump nuts.
I feel a joke.
Coming. You gotta prep it. You know, it's all about marketing. Say it's here now, but it won't be in a few minutes.
That's genius.
Unless you take blue
chip. And then we're like, wasn't it great?
But
wasn't it great?
But you tell me, because you consume some of the content. That's great content too, right? Or what? Or is it not?
I felt like it was for a very specific audience.
Niche.
Yeah. That was what I thought was interesting about it. Like I said, I tried. Granted, I'm also so bad at watching content. Yeah. Some of the greatest creators, like some of your favorite people, I cannot watch.
You're about to point at me like, I can never watch George.
No. I'm not good at consuming. And some of the content, yeah, absolutely. Slay. They had 365 videos. Like, it was awesome. But the majority of it, like, again, I didn't hop on the train and now I feel stupid. I wish I would have appreciated what they were doing. I feel so dumb.
Do you feel kind of like saddened by the
idea? Yes, because they're both like narrative and like theatrical, like geniuses in a way. Like, dude, they made merchandise, right? Everything about this channel is gone. You can probably find some clips, but the channel's gone. They're both back on their own channels, but they made merchandise and sold the merchandise throughout the year. And that's like kind of the only thing that's left. And if you have an awareness anus piece of merch.
Sorry, how did you say it that time?
From Southern Latvia.
Got it.
They pronounce it Wayness Anus.
How did they get Keanu Reeves involved on the right?
So that's Mark. He's a massive YouTuber. He got 28 million subscribers. These aren't scrubs.
Clearly a joke, dummy. I know Mark very well.
Yeah,
this is
personally?
A joke. Yes.
You guys
me
get
Mark
along?
Have gone back and forth numerous
cool.
times.
Yeah.
Why are they standing in the Twilight Zone?
I think that's the whole shtick. Oh, no. They said you're either an Unis or an Honest.
Oh, okay, I get it. Yeah. Now that you finished saying that, I totally get it, and I respect it.
Like you choose one. You're either the dark or the light.
Like
you're
yin
black
and yang?
Or white. Yin and yang. You're an Unis or you're an Honest.
Do they speak different languages, or is it
no? Okay. No, they're Americans, and they just did things that they hadn't done.
Do you have a clip to give us something?
It's all gone. There's clips, but I don't want to get I don't want to get blocked. I'll give you an example. Right, they ate that hot chip. They ate that hot chip
Oh, so they're doing regular things.
Some of them. Some of them are like interesting, funny, like different, just like answering a question. What would you do if you had 1 year to live? That's the question that they were trying to
think. I cannot believe I didn't look closely enough at that man's face and realize that it was Markiplier the whole time. Because
he got that haircut.
That's embarrassing for me. He's, you know, one of the biggest YouTubers.
Yeah.
In the world. Yeah. Like in the world. I did not notice that until I made the Keanu Reeves joke. And then I looked up and now I feel quite dumb.
Yeah.
Who's the other one?
His name is Ethan. He has a channel called Crank Gameplays.
Okay, so that one I'm not as familiar with. But Markiplier is massive.
Yeah.
Would you ever consider teaming up with a friend of yours who has a YouTube channel for a 365-day series?
I thought about it. I'm not even kidding. Like, inspired by them, I thought about every day creating a crazy fucking video in the vein of Unis Honest. Ethan made a comment. I watched his video too, and he said, I don't think it can ever be done again. And that was the one thing in the video that I was like, or could it? Because you guys started something that's absolutely incredible. Or maybe it fucking can't. These are the only two people that could pull some shit off like this.
Yeah, but balls would be if you had no following and you try to launch that. They already have 8 million followers.
Okay. No,
well, that's the point. That's why they're good.
Has 28 million on his channel.
Yeah, so what?
Yo,
I'm not as impressed now.
I might try that same tactic with my breakup video.
Yeah, I think that should be more common in general, sure.
Yep. They painted each other nude.
Everybody just skipped it.
They produced Unholy Water. That was something they did. Just fascinating, man. So cool. Good for them. Just paving the way on YouTube.
On a disappearing road.
Yep.
That you now can't drive on.
Yep.
Because it's gone forever.
Dude, ever since you pulled the plug, my headphones have been weird. I just wish I had some type of headphones.
Question for you. You ever think to yourself, maybe it's not the headphones that got weird, it's you?
I was leading into the.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, we could throw it in there if we want. How long have we been going?
Hour 14.
All right, we're good?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Oh, I mean, we can end it.
Oh, you want to?
Unless y'all got something else.
I have a Snapple fact.
You have a what? What's a Snapple fact? Oh, yeah. Oh, on the top of the Snapple cap?
I guess we'll never know. The fact is, my woman can't throw.
We got a Snapple fact. Okay, check this out. Before we sign off, it's important you know this. At birth, a human has 350 bones, but only 206 bones when full grown. So you sweat out your bones.
Is that real?
They exit your body or something.
Maybe you poop them out.
You shit out your skeleton. Thanks for listening to Impulsive. We're sorry for listening that you have to listen. Hit that subscribe button. We'll see you guys on Thursday. We have a great guest coming. His name is Ian Dior, up and coming musician.
Why are you always in a mood?
Fucking rock and brand new. He's a feature on that song.
Number one music song in the world.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just got number one on Billboard. So that's awesome. Yeah. We'll see you guys Thursday. Take it easy. Have a great week. Bye.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.